God said there were giants. Educated man said foolishness. Now the record. Ancient records and tales in nearly all civilizations recount stories of giants, men and women of enormous proportions. The tallest in medical history, according to the Guinness Book of World Records, is Robert Pershing Wadlow, born in Elton, Illinois, in 1918. Mr. Wadlow dies a very young man in 1940 and had reached the height of 8 feet 11 and 1/10 inches. But Mr. Wadlow was a mere dwarf, according to the ancient records. The following books of the Bible all speak of giants: Genesis, Numbers, Deuteronomy, Joshua, Judges, Samuel, Chronicles, Nehemiah, Job, and Psalms. For example, in the book of Genesis, chapter 6, verse 4, it reads, "There were giants in the earth in those days." The Bible also speaks about the sons of Anak, all giants, and Og, the giant king of Bashan, whose bed was approximately 14 feet long. He could lick salt from the top of Goliath's nearly 10-foot tall head. The Bible actually makes nearly 100 references to giants as the primary word and to the names of those said to be giants. Ridiculous, say the skeptics. I have a photograph of a fossilized footprint found in the Paluxy riverbed. It's an apparent human footprint nearly 3 times the cubic inch displacement of an adult footprint. More of these giant footprints were found in Arizona, California, and New Mexico. Let it also be noted that scientists have found gigantic skulls and enormous jaws that may have belonged to a race of giants long ago. God said giants, man said foolishness. Now you know the record.